Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing and it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from the Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at the Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. That's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.
Well, it's that time yet again here at State of the Nation to welcome our friend Gene Valentino to State of the Nation. Gene, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming here to join us for another State of the Nation. What is on the top of your mind this fine day?
Well, the shock treatments are working. I'm okay now. It's
okay, good.
I'm just holding on for dear life as I watch Pete Buttigieg, an expert in transportation, show up to talk about the merits of a bridge collapse. Trust does matter. And I see total virtue signaling going on throughout the entire Biden administration. We should know better, folks. It's been going on since he got in. And Buttigieg today going there to give us some level of confidence in what the administration's going to do about this bridge is not unlike all the missteps of misspeech that we've seen with these guys since day one. The masks, the virus, Hunter's laptop, government agencies going after individuals recklessly, conspiracy with the media. We've got intelligence agencies speaking out, leading, perpetrating a coup of sorts against Trump of days just before the last election. Let's forget about all that. Oh, we've got a crisis on our hand. We're sending an expert there to take care of the problem. Now, heads up, folks, put your attention on that. A bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, we regret that, and certainly we're sympathetic and trust true forces are in place to respond to this crisis. But I don't need to hear it from Pete Buttigieg is what I'm trying to say.
Well, definitely not. But we didn't need to hear it from the mayor of Baltimore or the governor of Maryland either. The mayor of Baltimore gave one of the most weak, ineffective speeches ever, talking about feelings. And then I thought I was watching Obama's illegitimate son there with the governor of Maryland, looking down his nose with that upturned chin that Obama patented, just like Mussolini, the two of them. And Pete Buttigieg, Brian and I were saying earlier, is there one transportation sector in the country that has not failed under Pete Buttigieg? But again, is there one executive department under Joe Biden that isn't an abject failure by proper standards. Of course, they think they're all successes because their goal is to destroy the country from within.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, Timothy? You know, you look and you then see Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP, stepping up at the microphone, trying to espouse how great the administration is handling things and how sympathetic they are to all the causes at hand. Just spend more money is their only answer. I don't know what that bridge is going to cost to rebuild, but by the time Biden gets his sticky fingers on it, it'll be more than what it should cost for it to be built.
Gene, you know, I'm seeing a stark contrast here also. When I look back at some of the other events, big events that we've seen, you know, natural events, some may say, industrial accidents. So let's take, for example, I don't know, East Palestine, Ohio, or Lahaina. Neither of those happened, was there a statement from Joe Biden saying, we're going to make this right, we're going to fix this, I want to use congressional action if I have to, we will start rebuilding this right away? Where was Pete Buttigieg? How long did it take him to get to Ohio? And how effective was he?
Yeah, and I owe an apology for not mentioning that earlier. Of course, I really maybe don't need to, because there's so many to count for. I'd lose my airtime here with you today if I had to list everything. But your point's well made, Hesh. I don't understand it. We have to be accountable. And during a crisis, it's essential for you and I to have trust in the leader who shows compassion, responsiveness, and has at his fingertips facts and figures that are accurate and true. We don't need the total answer that moment. We know a crisis is a crisis and things are dynamic and moving on the fly. But we do need to see an action plan, a rehearsed, planned, coordinated action plan between the different agencies of government, not a bunch of boo-hoo crying tears and a lot of absent, empty commentary. And that's what you're talking about, Hesh, with that mayor.
And then when we did have a leader like that, what did they lose their minds over? Did you see Donald Trump throw those paper towels at that Puerto Rican? I mean, come on. He actually, somebody was behind the queue, and he's like, here you go, and he lobbed it to him, and they were happy to get the paper towels. But of course, that's not how it had to be spun, because it was Donald Trump and it was a Puerto Rican national, so he had to be throwing the paper towels at the Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, completely missing the leadership he showed in that instance.
Very good. You want a spin? Here's the spin. He did not rip up a State of the Union message. Pelosi did. That's a spin. And that's really a perverse act that was in your face on national TV. And why is it we look away from that? Why is the fake media not reporting that? That is the most reprehensible act. If you're going to tell me, and I'm not saying you accusing Trump of throwing anything at anybody, but if you, the media, are going to throw that stupid allegation out there, then let me remind you times 10 of Pelosi ripping up a speech on national TV and 10 other incidences just like it.
And also deleting information from the J6 files that could be exculpatory information. Not only do they, you know, just completely ritually humiliate America with things like that one you guys are describing, but they will destroy evidence. I could talk about Hillary and her server magnets and shredders also.
Yeah, but you know, their strategy, their perfect strategy is working so well, isn't it? Let's accelerate the prosecutions and the indictments against Donald Trump in the last 8 to 10 months before the election. His campaign election fund is going up like mad. The people are leaving the Democrat Party and becoming Republicans. Even Democrats don't want to admit it. And then you got the national news trying to go after the only thing left they have, MSNBC today and yesterday. We're watching Joe Scarborough go into convulsions along with Rachel Maddow and the rest of the clowns, trying to take down poor Rona McDaniel. She was former REC chair. head of the Republican Party, and she was probably doing what the other journalists, other government or agency-related people are doing to slip out of government and become a contributor on some of these networks. And what did she run into? She ran into a tsunami of vile vitriol, total evil attitude by Rachel Maddow and the rest of them to force the administration of MSNBC to reverse after only 4 days, 5 days of employment, Rona McDaniels out of MSNBC. I think Fox News or Newsmax or one of the real conservative networks ought to pick her up, and that would be the story. To think that she tried to get on that network and they blew her out the door. Hey, we've got some liberals on not as much on Newsmax, but definitely on Fox. And we're watching Republican conservative journalists tolerate the insanity of left radical craziness commentary. And we do because we're trying to show some balance.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a problem because, once again, we're playing by self-imposed Marquis of Queensbury rules when we're in a street fight. Rachel and Joe threw one of their patented toddler temper tantrums. That's the only way the left gets what they want, is if they don't get what they want, they throw a toddler temper tantrum, and then somebody, in this case, MSNBC's leadership, will cave to their demands. If they can't like and tolerate a Republican like Ronna McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece, who is, you know, she's slightly to the left of Anna Navarro. If they can't tolerate her point of view, it just shows how this has become a religious cult on the left where absolutely no deviation in thought is possible. They're all for diversity, except for diversity of viewpoint.
Willingness to accept other opinions, right, guys? I may have an adversary relationship and really dislike you as a person, not to mention your opinion, but you are welcome on the show to present the other side. That's what true journalism is all about. As long as it's a decent, moral, and ethical commentary that is made for the news, made for radio and TV, it's got to be welcomed if it's a legitimate alternative opinion to the point.
Ah, but you see, that's where they get their censorship. That's how they, that's how they justify their censorship. We can't give a platform to this because this is not a moral viewpoint. This is not an acceptable viewpoint. Therefore, we're doing you a service by not exposing you to that viewpoint.
And Donald Trump's company called Truth Social, I'm in a full disclosure and I'm a shareholder in DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corp. It's a special purpose acquisition company, which is on NASDAQ. It's a publicly traded entity, and they've just merged with Donald Trump's entity, Truth Social. DWAC's symbol is disappearing. The new symbol on NASDAQ is DJT. DJT,
right,
for Donald J. Trump, is the new symbol for Truth Social on NASDAQ. And we did quite well today with the way it merged.
Yeah, Donald Trump is $3.9 billion wealthier today than he was yesterday. And here's a little bonus for people that aren't that familiar with New York City. In Times Square, there's a building that has a news crawl and a stock ticker that runs around. It's a triangular building, and it runs all the way around the building. So from here on out, people walking through Times Square are going to see the DJT ticker symbol in Times Square. That's a nice little bonus for the president.
That's wonderful. We're going to see a whole metamorphosis occur in terms of how the old days of radio and TV broadcasts are morphing now as we speak into a digital age where social media, the Reddits, the Facebooks, the Twitters, are all going to be morphed into a new concept and a protected platform for free speech. And I think this pendulum of craziness, left speak, censorship will swing back the other way, and we're going to see some true free speech coming back. What a wonderful future it looks like.
I certainly hope so. And I know that we're going to do that here at Today's News Talk and here at State of the Nation. And I'm thinking about what you guys are talking about here, and I'm looking at just the behavior over there at MSN and other outlets. And, you know, we've been talking about the deliberate dumbing down of Americans, and it really makes you think, you know, it makes you long for the old days where you had, you know, both sides, sort of that, you know, crosstalk thing happening, that kind of debate. But you can't have that. You can't have a, you know, any semblance of an adult, like grown-up debate when one side is just using logical fallacies. I mean, if I look at what the complaints were about Rona McDaniel, all logical fallacies that you know, any student of logic and debate would laugh at. And that's a pretty sad state, considering MSDNC is pretty much spouting CIA talking points. So I guess that shows what the CIA thinks of the American public. Are we dumb enough to sit and listen to nothing but ad hominem attacks?
They were in collusion with the fake media, as John Brennan and James Clapper in particular. The Hunter Biden laptop Russian hoax was because of a CIA collusion with the fake media. And that to me has got to change. I hope there's a new administration does a complete wipeout on these agencies. I hope there's a cutback in the agencies. I hope there's the implementation of National Voting Day, term limits for elected people, and a constitutionally established balanced budget, and free speech, which is the ultimate protection that no one can touch, that there be some sort of boundary for bad behavior. The economic process, thank God for Donald Trump, is bringing back the alternative and that centering of media and broadcast. I think you're about to see a mass formation transition. Dr. Nesbitt called it mass formation psychosis. I call it a mass formation transition of political, social, moral, and ethical thinking in this nation to bring back trust in our nation to those elected officials you and I distrust right now.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Gene. I mean, my goodness, that is a message of hope right there. That's the kind of hope and change I think a lot of people are looking for right there, because you're talking about accountability. You're talking about a shift away from this super propagandized, emotional, reactive status they want everybody in, right?
Well, this virtual signaling that the Biden administration... Peter Buttigieg is an example of virtue signaling. He's in there because they could check a box off in terms of, I got one of these kinds of people in my group now. It had nothing to do with his ability to run that agency. It's been poisonous to public trust. And that's where we have to change it. Donald Trump wants people working for him that are capable, black, white, pink with yellow polka dots. He doesn't care where you're coming from, as long as you're legal and support this democracy and are an American citizen. I think that's all we need to really turn this nation around and get the credibility back in place, that foreign nations laugh at our foreign dignitaries, our ambassadors, because they're virtual signaling all these issues and not worrying about the real issues that concern these foreign nations.
Absolutely. All right, Gene, thank you so much. We're out of time. I hear the music. We're very pleased you were able to join us today. We'll look forward to your next appearance here. GeneValentino.com for all things Gene Valentino. Check out the Grassroots Truthcast with Gene Valentino.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you my slippers and sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.